you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hi, this is Martina Adolf, and you are listening to Talking Metal.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel of Talking Metal. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. We have Martina joining us today. She's going to tell us about her new music. We're going to get right into that right now. Okay, this is actually off of Martina Edoff's new record called Unity. And we're going to hear this track. It is called The World Has Gone Mad. It's currently on iTunes, so you can go download the track, buy it legally on iTunes. The World Has Gone Mad by Martina Edoff off the Unity record, followed by my interview, which took place here in New York City earlier this week in Martina's hotel room. So we're going to check that out right after the brand new music by Martina. Here we go.
Sitting with devices, staring at the screen.
Speeding up too fast, performing with inside.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and we are here in New York City with Martina Adoff. Martina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Now, you just wrapped up the tour. Tell us a little bit about that. How'd it go for you?
Oh, it's been wonderful. We started in Canada and went through some cities, and we came down to the West Coast.
Okay.
And went through the whole country and ended up here. So it's been amazing. It's been happening so very fast, you know, a new city every day.
Yes.
Traveling all the time.
Right.
So I'm a bit confused now.
Yeah.
People ask me, how was it there? Oh, don't remember exactly. Let me.
Yeah.
You know, it's been so much happening.
And how often do you get over here to America?
This is the first time as a solo artist I go here.
Right.
I've been here before, but this is the first time as a solo act. So it's been an amazing experience.
Right. You have a new record that's about to come out here in the United States, in, I think October 16th, so
mm-hmm.
about a week away.
Mm-hmm.
Unity, I'm looking at the vinyl right here. It looks wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about this record and the production of it, songwriting and producer wise, who did you work with on this record?
I contacted a producer in Sweden who has been working with, for example, Europe, the Swedish band,
sure,
and many other bands. And I wanted to have a producer who are in this kind of music that I was aiming for, because my previous album was a little bit of my older songs that I've written
okay.
during the years, and then I said to Robert, I want to do an album that is more up to date.
Right.
So I contacted this producer who has this kind of knowledge about the music that I wanted to do this time, and I asked him if he knew anybody that I could co-write with, and he had just been working with this band Heat in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
This melodic hard rock band or whatever you call it. And so we met this guy, Jonah T and me, and we actually lived nearby each other. So we started to work together in January this year. And I had some songs with me that I usually write the lyrics and the melodies. And I came up to him and I said, can we do something with this? And so we started out just, you know, jamming together and trying to find the sound. Or the
would you sit down with like an acoustic guitar,
yes,
or at a piano?
Oh, we start with the acoustic guitar.
Right.
And then, of course, he had the computer. So we started doing the different kinds of, you know, kind of demos in the beginning, trying to figure out where we were going. And he and I clicked very, very well, so it went smoothly all the way, you know. So, and he came up with ideas, and I continued to work with the ideas that he had, and it was kind of a good co-writing. And then I had other songs from others as well. And I think it's three songs that I'm not involved in on the album.
In writing, right.
Yeah, in the writing. But the rest of it is me and mostly me and Jonah.
Cool.
So we did all these songs, completed every songs that we had together, and then we went down to the studio in Gothenburg where this producer was working. He's living in Thailand, so he went home just for this.
Oh, okay.
And he brought his band, the Heat members,
mm-hmm.
the musicians. And it was so cool because it was this old kind of studio, you know, when it's this huge room, this huge studio, where everybody was in the studio at the same time, playing at the same time. That's cool, I think, because nowadays, usually you get into a studio and you put on the drums first and then the bass and the guitars and everybody gets its own time in the studio. But this was
tracked live,
yeah,
it sounds
like.
So the music was tracked live.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
That's what I like about
yeah.
it. And afterwards, I put on my vocals then. And
right.
And we did the choirs and everything.
So it has a real band feel. And I think the tracks I have heard, definitely you can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I feel a big influence of the stuff I grew up on, the stuff I love, the 80s heavy
yeah,
metal and hard
absolutely.
Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you about that.
Absolutely.
Is you know, Let's start back, looking back at that era. What are some of your favorite artists of the 1980s?
Almost everything during that era. I wish that I was at the, strip.
The Sunset Strip in Hollywood.
At that time. Yeah. Oh, gosh, if I was there.
Yeah.
But, you know, all the bands from that era, including from the West East Coast with Bon Jovi and everything.
Right.
That kind of music.
Sure, sure.
Heart was one of those that I really listened to.
Right.
And all the Journey and, you know, all the bands from that era.
All the good stuff.
Yes. And even later on, Guns N' Roses.
Right, right on, right on. So let's talk a little bit about the first single off the record, which is World Has Gone Mad.
Yeah.
That is out now. We're going to play a little bit of it on the podcast here for the Talking Metal listeners. Why did you choose that for the lead-off single?
You know, it's kind of hard to choose a single when you've been working with the songs for quite a long time. So everybody, all the songs are all kinds of my babies.
Right.
But we had a guy from a record company in Gothenburg who just visited us for a day in the studio. And then we just show him all the songs that we were working on. And he just immediately said, this is the single. And I figured, no, this is not the best one.
Right.
I got other songs that I like more. But after we went home and everything was mixed and mastered and everything, you know, we sat down and said, maybe he's not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So we go with that.
Very good. Sometimes it's good to get an outside opinion, right? Because you get so attached to
the
stuff. You've had an interesting history, which I want to get into a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's not all hard rock and heavy metal. You were associated with
rap music.
Mm-hmm. Start off with. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I've always had rock music closest to my heart, of course.
And right.
I've always been writing music on my own. And I've been playing in bands and I've been, you know, aiming for to do my thing all the time during all these years that I've been working as a freelancer.
Mm-hmm.
But since when you're working as a freelancer, you have to be able to do all kinds of music to survive, to continue to do what you do. And in my early 20s, I was asked to go on a world tour by a friend of mine she was a keyboard player in the band, and she said, do you want to go on a world tour with this artist? And I said, I don't know, I'm not really into that music, mm-hmm. but okay, let's do that. So it's, you know, after, now I can see it as a huge experience.
Right.
I've been traveling around the world, I've been learning a lot from the business, and I've been doing a lot of TV shows, and I've been watching everything, you know, from as a backup singer, you are not in the middle of it.
Now, when you say you've been doing a lot of TV shows, you've been appearing, playing music on the shows or writing music for the shows?
No, I was there with the artist.
Right, sure.
He did TV shows every day.
Yeah,
He brought me with him so I could sing with him.
Yeah, very good.
And, you know, to get to have these all experience, I was with that artist for almost 10 years, and I learned a lot from that time. And when I was home freelancing and doing other things, I worked with a lot of people, so I've been doing all kinds of stuff during the years, actually. But as I said, closest to my heart is the rock music, so
right.
I always said to myself that one day I will do my own thing.
Right.
And even though it came a little bit late in life, I said, when I got this opportunity, when my friend of mine, he asked me if I wanted to do an album, I said, okay, you say that now? Yeah, let's do it.
So before we get back to the rock music, there was a band in this country that was just massive at one time, Ace of Base. Now, you did some work with them too, right?
I did in the studio.
In the studio, okay.
Because I worked with all of them.
Right.
At that time,
you know,
I was singing for all kinds of artists, and I did a lot of vocal recording on with Ace of Base, and I met them, you know,
right,
a lot during that time.
Right on.
They were big, but I never toured with them.
I gotcha. A band that I really liked a lot, you were heavily involved with, the Poodles.
Yeah.
Still like them a lot. Can you talk a little bit about your history with the Poodles?
Yeah.
Great band.
Yes. me and my boyfriend at the time,
mm-hmm.
we were on a vacation in Thailand, and we were watching a band, a local band there. And we were sitting in a rock club, and they were playing all these classic 80s hard rock music. And we were, and this were 1999, yes it was. And I said to him, how about to start a band in Sweden and do all these classic, you know, hard rock songs? Because in that specific time era in Sweden, nobody listened to that kind of music anymore.
Right.
Because they were kind of a little embarrassed to admit that they did.
Yes.
They did. Because in that time, it was another kind of rock music. It was more like grunge.
Grungy and alternative. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing in this country, mm-hmm. yeah.
And also this techno and rap music was very,
right.
very big at that
sure.
time. So I said, just because everybody won't admit that they still like it, we got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went out and did a kind of a funny thing, dressed up like you. The guys who had wigs on,
mm-hmm.
and we had these tights, and no, all in. We went
right.
all in because everybody should deny it if we did it in seriously.
Yeah.
So they loved it. The audience loved it, and we went on as a cover band for a couple of years, and then I dropped off.
Right.
And then they found the new singer that they have today.
Okay.
Jake.
Right.
And they had their opportunity to have their breakthrough via a TV show in Sweden. So overnight, they became famous.
Right.
But I was the one who came up with the idea, and I was the one who came up with the name.
Ah, okay.
Because in the start, it was just a funny thing.
So I've always wondered about the name, the Poodles, and
yes.
since you came up with a name, I guess
mm-hmm.
you're the perfect person to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Is Poodles being the permed hair, is it kind of, you know, a dog, a poodle
mm-hmm.
has very curly hair,
yeah.
and a lot of the,
yeah.
back in the 80s, I used to have a perm,
yeah.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
is that kind
we
of the reference?
We were making fun of it. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Just because everybody was denying that kind of music at that time,
yeah.
we went all in with the wigs and everything.
Right.
And we called ourselves the Poodles just because it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And they kept the name.
Right. Gotcha. Very good. Good stuff. The new record, again, guys, is called Unity, and it is out. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be out in the next day or so. And Martina, you're from Sweden. And before I let you go, I just, as someone in America, Sweden is a much smaller country than America. It has a lot less people.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, whether it's pop, whether it's rock, whether it's metal,
mm-hmm.
Alternative music, I feel like so much music comes out of that country
mm-hmm.
to us over here in
yes.
the States.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, if you go through my iPod, half the stuff on there is out of Sweden. It's
uh-huh.
really, you know, I just saw Ghost the other night. They're from
uh-huh.
Sweden. You know, it's
uh-huh.
like Leaky Lee is a pop artist I like. She's
uh-huh.
from Sweden. It just goes on and on and on.
And there's all the, you know, producers who does all these American artists. You heard of him, Max Martin?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
He worked with a lot of American big artists.
Swedish too, yeah. So why is it, in your opinion, that so much music comes out of Sweden, being that it's a smaller country?
Yeah. I don't really know what it is, but I've been wondering myself.
Right.
And I, one little thing I wondered about, if it's very, you know, we have winter for a very long time in Sweden. It's very
mm-hmm.
dark.
So you stay inside and play your instruments.
Exactly.
Right.
We become creative.
Right.
Maybe that's something, or I don't know.
Does the culture encourage it? Like a lot of times in this culture, we're so money driven. It's like, oh, you need to go to college and go work on Wall Street or become a doctor or a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is the culture in Sweden maybe more accepting of
mm-hmm.
musicians?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got schools for if you want to be educated, if you want to become a musician, there are schools for that.
Very good.
So that's one.
It's helpful, right?
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Cool. Guys, you all have to go pick up Unity. I'm looking at the vinyl right now. It looks great. I can't wait to listen to this on vinyl because I've been listening to the MP3s and the vinyl just has such a rich sound.
Absolutely.
And it's great that you're releasing this on vinyl too. And Martina, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
One of her older tracks, not too old, that's a year or two ago, Seduce Your Mind, that was called. It's on iTunes. It's not on the new record. That first song we played is on the new record. Go support Martina. She seems like a really cool chick. I enjoyed hanging with her and talking with her. Thanks, Martina, for joining us here on Talking Metal. More music, guys. This is Fozzy, a band that I've really come to love lately. Great stuff, Chris Jericho. I know nothing about his wrestling, nothing about anything else the guy does, but I love his music, I'll tell you that. I know he does a podcast that's quite popular, too. Great stuff here. Fozzy is his band, and this is Do You Wanna Start a War?
Fear to make you pay. Fear to jump the fence.
what you just heard was the band Fozzy. Let's keep the music going. This is Denner and Sherman, known for their work, of course, with Merciful Fate. These guys play guitar on two of my favorite records, Melissa and Don't Break the Oath. They have a new EP out. It's called Satan's Tomb. Again, Denner Sherman, Hank Sherman, that is, of Merciful Fate fame, Michael Denner of Merciful Fate fame, too. And this is a new song by these guys. It's called War Witch. By Denner Sherman. At least I think that's new. Somebody sent it to me. One of the PR people. The EP is called Satan's Tomb. Good stuff by the Merciful Fate guitar team. You know, those two guys, I you know, played on almost all the Merciful Fate stuff, especially the classic stuff. I'm not exactly sure of the lineup on all those albums that came out in the 90s, but I think they're on most of those Denner and Sherman. Good stuff. Guys, thanks for joining us here on Talking Metal. I appreciate it. Thanks to Martina Edoff. And make a PayPal donation on the site. It's talkingmetal.com. Go there and check out pictures of Martina and myself from the interview. And yeah, thanks to Chip for hooking that interview up. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon.